If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
In Luke chapter 17, there's a story about 10 lepers. They came to Jesus and said, "Make us clean." And Jesus put his hand on them and made them clean. He just cleansed it. He stopped its advance. But leprosy was a disease that would eat off parts of your extremities. That's why you wrapped yourself up, not only to cover the discoloration and the advanced skin condition, but also in case part of your nose fell off, it'd be wrapped up. You didn't have to worry about looking for it. And after Jesus cleansed them and stopped the progression of the disease, they took off their bandages. Lord have mercy. And started talking amongst themselves. Look at this. Look at this, man. I can see my palms. You don't have no finger, but that's okay. I can see my hand. I'll work without the finger, baby. It's all right if I don't have the finger. But I can see my hand. Look how clean it is. One of them stopped. And said, "Good God from glory. Let me go back and say thank you." The Bible said he went back and fell, boom, and worshiped him. Thank you. Thank you. The Bible said Jesus made him whole. That meant he looked and his finger was growing back. He reached up and his ear was growing back. All you got to do is say. Jesus was so shocked. He said, "Didn't I cleanse 10? He said, "Where are the 9? The only one that came back was this Gentile. The rest of them didn't even come back." Isn't it amazing that he starts a teaching on a discourse with an attitude of unthankfulness? I read through that and I said, "Lord, why did he do that?" He said, "Because the prevailing attitude before I return is one of thanklessness." Did you thank him that you could walk today? Did you thank him that your knees bent? Did you thank him that you had manual dexterity? Did you thank him that you had motor skills? Did you thank him that your eyes blinked and opened up? Did you thank him that your pupils dilated and went back to the right side? Did you thank him that you heard the bumblebee fly past your ear? Did you thank him that you got here safe? Did you thank him that you went to bed and woke up safe? Did you thank him that he kept the devil away? Did you thank him that your heart is still beating and your lungs are still sucking air? Did you thank him? Why are we so thankless? Why has that attitude become such a part of our lives that during praise and worship we are participants at best and watchers at worst? Why is it that we treat the worship part of the service as though it's the warm-up for the preaching? "Well, I came for the word." No, I came for all of it. "Because the letter killeth, but it's the spirit that's going to make me alive." You see, if you go over to the book of Ezekiel, and I ain't preaching about the dry bones. When God took Ezekiel out to the valley and showed him all the disjointed bones, he asks him a question: "Son of man, can these bones live again?" And I'm sure the worship leader, when they look over the congregation, they begin to feel like Ezekiel and say, "Why am I singing to dead bones? People who are observers and not participants. People who act like they don't have anything to give God thanks for. People who have forgotten that your heart's been beating since conception. People who have forgotten that God stood by you even when you were not a Christian. People that have forgotten that it was the Lord who brought you through trials and tests. And yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it was the Lord who was with you. Ezekiel by now has realized that when God asks questions, he don't have an answer. So he said, thou knowest. God never told him the bones could live. God never said they can live. God just said, preach the word. Ezekiel walked around preaching the word. Lord, have mercy. Maybe the ushers and the greeters when you walk in ought to throw a word at you. So if your life was broken during the week, at least you'll come in here. You don't have to wait till I get up to get healed. But if the greeter gives you a word, I'm going to give that instruction right now that all the greeters ought to have a scripture that when the people walk in, speak the word to them. Don't just say good morning. Give them a scripture. Give them something that's going to put their broken lives back together. Because I know you've been wrestling with the devil all week. I know you've been going through hell all week. And when you come into the house of worship, there ought to be the word. It is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. It'll cleanse me, wash me. It'll turn my life around. Just say the word. Ezekiel preached the word, and the Bible said, Jerry Lee Lewis, I got a song for you. Jerry Lee said, what is it, God? He said, a whole lot of shaking going on. The Bible said that when he preached, there was a whole lot of shaking going on. And the bones began to come together. What was interesting is the bones were not laid in numerical order. They were scattered throughout the land. I'm sure that the bones didn't even know where the other bones were. But when the word is preached, it'll put your life together. It'll bring parts of your life that you thought would never come. It'll be there. You thought you lost your joy. But when you hear the word, your joy is going to find you. You thought you were going to die from that condition. But when you hear the word, your life is going to be strengthened. You thought you were going to lose everything. But when you hear the word, it's going to help you gain everything. When they came together, Ezekiel said, man, they look like an army. He said, but I looked, bone came to bone, muscle to muscle, skin to skin. But he says something that was very keen in his observation. They had no life in them. See, we got a lot of word quoters, but no life. A lot of people quoting scripture, but no life. You're a Bible thumper, a Pharisee, a condemner, a person of judgment, but no life. God said, Ezekiel, you prophesied to the bones to bring them back together, but in order to give them life, they need the spirit. Prophesy to the wind. Oh, I'm getting ready to speak in tongues. You see, you know what you need? You need a hit from the wind. The word ain't going to listen. You ain't going to get to listen. The word ain't going to sustain you alone. You need the spirit. You got to go home and say, God, blow through my house. Let the wind of thy spirit blow the curtains. Let me know you're in here. God, send the wind. I submit to you that it was not flesh and blood that opened up the Red Sea. The Bible said God sent a strong wind where? From the east. Lord, help me. The wind came from the direction of Jerusalem. There is a move of God that's waiting for somebody to ask for it. Lord, send the wind. Tear down my house if you have to. The house that I built, send the wind. Send the wind. Send the wind. Send the wind. When the wind hit them, Lord have mercy, they began to move. One looked at another and he said, I don't know what to do. He said, if you feel like you want to scream, and screaming is your thing, scream on. And he let out a shout. And all the shouters came over with him. And somebody else said, I feel like singing. And they started singing, and all the singers came over with him. You see, God will take your breakthrough and share it with another who needs your breakthrough. And they'll come over to where you are, and y'all get together and have a party. I need the wind. Let it breathe on me. Let him breathe on me. Let the breath of the Lord now breathe on me. Breathe on us. Breathe on us. Jesus, right after talking about that attitude of ingratitude, he says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered and said, it ain't coming the way you're looking. It doesn't come with observation. See, you're waiting for what's already here.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
7117P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The BDIFC 2017 convocation is almost here. Come worship with us at Bethel Deliverance International Church on Tuesday, September 12th through Friday, September 15th at 7 o'clock p.m. nightly. On the final night, Saturday, September 16th at 5 o'clock p.m., join us for a special youth and young adult service.
This holy convocation will feature afternoon workshops and an encouraging word from the Lord through the following preachers: Co-Pastor Susie Owens of Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church, Bishop David Evans of Bethany Baptist Church, Reverend Deborah Crawley of Childs Memorial Baptist Church, and our very own pastor, Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. To register for the afternoon workshops, visit the Holy Convocation table in the lobby or register online at BethelDeliverance.org.